The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Excavating in Old Jerusalem. Excavating, seeking out the bounds of the Church of Jesus Christ as it originally was from the Scriptures. Digging through the rubble of the centuries. Yes, finding a spiritual lesson in this matter of archaeology. Today we come to another phase of our excavation as we have our tools and are ready to get into God's Word. As we dig into the tell and the ruins, we realize that this city of old was only one. Let's notice the structure of that city. The structure of the city, there was only one original city, not many. And the Church of Jesus Christ is described in Ephesians chapter 4 as it was in the beginning as it is. Ephesians 4 beginning with verse 4. It says, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So as there is only one city of Jerusalem, there is only one city, the Church of Jesus Christ. The spiritual city is one, as we find in the Scriptures. Yes, this city we find as we excavate, we now come to the lines or the evidence of the boundaries of the city in reference to its walls. They become evident. Ancient cities had walls around them, and even modern Jerusalem has a wall around it that averages about 40 feet tall. Well, the wall was to keep the enemy out and to protect those who were in. It was for safety. Ezekiel 33 talks about the watchman on the wall and safety being behind the walls of the city. I'd like to say that the Church of Jesus Christ constitutes safety. The walls of it constitute a barrier between the world of sin and the world of salvation. In Acts chapter 20, verse 28, it tells us that Jesus purchased the church with his own blood. That's his blood. So salvation is in the bounds of the church. In Ephesians 5, 23 through 25, we are told that he is the Savior of the body, the church. So we find the walls of the city, they are evident, and safety was behind the walls of the city. Well, the walls of the city are not like physical Jerusalem, even over there today, as their walls are around the city. There are many gates that go into this city. But as we excavate and find more about spiritual Jerusalem in the church, we find that there is only one gate of entrance into this celestial city. We find identifying marks. And as we said, it is unlike the physical city of Jerusalem today, which even today has many gates, such as the Joppa Gate, the Damascus Gate, Herod's Gate, St. Stephen's Gate, and the Dung Gate, or the Zion Gate, and even there is the sealed Golden Gate. Spiritual Jerusalem has only one entrance. There is one way to get in it. And we find about that in the second chapter of Acts. Actually, the day the church was established, men cried out, what must they do? And Peter told them there in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. They were to repent and be baptized to get their sins washed away, and they'd receive the Holy Spirit. Now listen to the next verse. For the promise is unto you, to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Yes, this is for all time how men are to come to Jesus. And verse 41 says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. So this is the entrance into the kingdom. As you find in 1 Corinthians 12:13, we are baptized into one body. This is a gate of entrance when we repent and are baptized as we enter the city of Old Jerusalem. And as we said, the walls are around the city, a line of demarcation between the world and the church. The boundaries of the wall constitute holiness, bounds of love, the word of God. All things are to be made according to the pattern. And this city is one that is built or was built in hope, and the city that will one day be the heavenly Jerusalem as the bride will be presented up to Christ. Yes, what an interesting study. Thank God that we can find the bounds of this ancient city and get back to the original Church of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening today.